Well, my time at Point Park was I transferred from after graduating from junior college and here in Jamestown, New York, and so I was going to be there just for 2 years, my junior and senior year, and as it turned out, I was able to secure an internship here in my hometown of Jamestown, and through the efforts of the journalism and communications chairman, Ben LaBarbera, I was able to do three internships this summer between my junior and senior year, combined with three summer classes that I was able to coordinate between the junior college and Point Park. So I was able to eliminate one entire semester of study at Point Park and was able to graduate a semester early. And then a couple months later, I started at the Post Journal in Jamestown, New York, and I've been there ever since.
Oh,
And
wow.
so it really made a huge difference because now, I mean, I got a great education, there was no doubt, and I enjoyed all the social time and the friendships made. And but in a practical sense, it impacted my life dramatically because I was able to get a head start on other recent graduates or soon to be graduates in the spring, and I had already graduated thanks to those internships and the cooperation between the two schools to be done, 4 months before everybody else was out. So I got a job within 2 months of my graduation, and that was I started at the Post Journal in Jamestown, New York, in March of 1983, and I've been there ever since, and I've so that's 41 years, and
Wow.
I'm not sure. I probably would have ended up there at some point, but the fact that I was able to consolidate all those things, the internships, the summer classes that I took, was really invaluable, and I credit Point Park for making that all happen and being willing to kind of take into consideration the unique situation I was in. I never got any pushback whatsoever. In fact, they kind of thought it was pretty cool that I was able to do 15 credit hours in the summer between my junior and senior year. And my mom and dad were pretty happy too because they didn't have to pay for an entire semester of college expenses as a result. So I have nothing but great things to say about Point Park, and I was actually back to the school last September. I didn't get a chance to actually get into the bookstore because it was on a weekend and it was closed, unfortunately. But it was wonderful to see how things have changed at the school and how, entire city blocks are part of the university. When I was there, there was two buildings, and I lived on the 18th floor and of Lawrence Hall, and again made some great friends. But that was the extent. We're just two buildings, and now to see how it's grown, and the way that in my particular case, the communications department, you see a lot of folks that started their education at Point Park and have done great things in the business. So it's just awesome, and I couldn't have been happier with the choice that I made all those years ago, and still apply all those things learned to this day. So just a great experience, and I wouldn't change a thing.
That's fantastic, Scott. It sounds like it definitely set you up well with your career there, with those internships and
Yeah, it sure did. It sure did. There's no doubt. No doubt at all.
I've had a lot of alumni tell me they had a professor or advisor who was particularly influential or supportive for them. Was that also the case with you during your time at Point Park? Or?
Well, the gentleman who had the biggest impact on me was an adjunct professor. He was actually a sports columnist for the Pittsburgh Press, and his name was Jim O'Brien. And Jim, I mean, he his resume in the business is long and and so impressive, and he's written dozens of books about Pittsburgh athletes, and he's a native, I believe, of Pittsburgh. And anyway, it was a sports writing class that I took my the fall of my senior year. I think it was a Monday night, and in 3 hours or 2.5 hours, whatever it was, and it was the best class that I ever had, because he made you feel as if you were actually on the job. I mean, he would bring in athletes, he'd bring in members of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we'd hold mock press conferences. So we'd have to stand up in our class and identify ourselves in the news organization we represented. We'd have to take notes, and then our assignment for the next class the following week was to write a feature story on the individual that we had just interviewed. And I can tell you that was the single greatest class that I ever took, because it prepared me for what I ultimately was going to be doing just a few months later. So I've used that all these years, and the cool thing for me is that I was able to reconnect with Jim, within the last couple of years. Just sent him an email to thank him and just to update him on what I was up to and the role that he played in making all that possible. So, that's the memory that I carry with me the most, is just the way that he treated his students like professionals, he made sure that we understood there was a way to go about doing the job and also about writing stories. He wrote exhaustive comments on the stories that we wrote. I mean, it wasn't like he was just speed reading through it. He went through every single word and phrase, and so he really just prepared me in a way that I don't think I could have gotten anywhere else. And you know, because of Point Park size, the ratio students to teachers was so awesome that you felt like you really developed a relationship with your professors, and that was the case with Jim O'Brien's class for sure. So that's probably my biggest academic memory, was that one class in the fall of
82. Yeah. It's great that you had that guidance and support there, and it's really important in an environment like that, so it's fantastic.
Well, and I was so glad that I was able to reconnect with him. I somehow found an email address that was still active, and so we reconnected a couple of times since then, and it's been really, really awesome to and be able to tell him, you know, how much he meant to me, and still does, because you know what he taught us is something that is never leaves you. It's something that's been part of my journalistic DNA for over four decades.
That's wonderful. And were you active in any clubs or organizations, anything extracurricular there? It sounds like you're pretty focused on the academics, but anything like that?
Well, what I liked, and I don't know if it wasn't so much a club that was connected to the school, but because we were within a reasonably short walk to Three River Stadium, Monday nights were Buck nights. So we would walk over across the bridge to Three River Stadium to see the Pirates play, because in the fall or in the spring while we were still in school, and all you had to do was show your student ID, as I recall, and you got in for a dollar. Mm-hmm. So me and my buddies would fork over a buck, and then we'd walk in the stadium, and then we'd go down behind the dugout and give the usher $5 each. And so we'd be sitting right behind the dugout, the Pirates dugout. And we did that every Monday during the baseball season when school was in session. So that's something that I always thought was pretty cool, to have box seats. They weren't really ours, but the usher was so kind. And, of course, he didn't mind having a few extra bucks thrown his way. So he'd wipe down the seats, and we'd sit there and watch the game. And so that's what I enjoyed. Where I live and live my whole life in Jamestown, New York, we're about 28,000 people. And I recommend to folks that, when they choose a college, it's pretty cool to be in a metropolitan setting, because there's so many opportunities outside of the academic portion that you can take advantage of. I mean, we would go to basketball games at the Civic Arena, and there were so many things just to be downtown and walking around and just seeing the sights for a guy who grew up in a small town. I just thought was great, and so I recommend to kids now that if they have the opportunity, take advantage of maybe a big city if that is aligns with your career plans.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I think I wrote a few articles for the school newspaper, but I wasn't a regular contributor. But again, the education that I got from all my professors, and this specifically Jim O'Brien, prepared me very much for what lay ahead. And now we're here 41 years later, and I'm still employed. I'm still working. I haven't retired yet. So
that speaks to
the impact that my time in Pittsburgh, the role that it played, because I enjoy going to work every day. And so.
Oh yeah.
And that's my little bio there. So
yeah,
hopefully I've helped you.
Oh yeah, yeah, and Scott, I do want to thank you for taking the time today and sharing these memories with me. And it definitely sounds like it was